We have with us on the line a U.S. political historian who knew former President Carter. Thanks for joining us this morning, Alan Lichtman, Distinguished Professor of Political History at American University in Washington. We're going to talk about Jimmy Carter's legacy, of course, but you knew him. You got to talk with him a number of times. What kind of man was he? Not as a U.S. president necessarily, but the man that you knew.
You know, we hear a lot about evangelical Christians today. Donald Trump claims to represent them. Jimmy Carter was a true evangelical Christian, perhaps the most devout major political leader we've ever had. And it was reflected not in his policies, but in how he lived his life as a moral exemplar and as someone who didn't interpret his religion as us versus them and negative and attacking, but rather in terms of what one could do for humanity. Dealing with and helping the needy, the sojourner, the stranger, those who are different from us. And I had an incredibly memorable encounter with Jimmy Carter in 1979 when we both were running the Catoctin Mountain 10-kilometer race just outside the presidential retreat of Camp David. That race became notorious because Jimmy Carter collapsed during the race. Not a huge surprise. It was the toughest race I've ever been in. 5K down and 5K straight up the mountain. But that was the big story. But here's the story I knew personally that no one talked about and that tells you much more about Jimmy Carter, the man. After the race, we have a gathering when they give out awards to those who did well. And guess who showed up with no fanfare, no publicity, no press? Jimmy Carter, after that collapse, and gave us one of the most uplifting spiritual talks I've ever heard. 45 years later, that was still one of the peak experiences of my life, and I will never forget it. And then I worked with Jimmy Carter on the Carter-Baker Commission, and he was as sharp as ever and as dedicated as ever. As President Biden said in his eulogy just this evening, to giving everyone a chance, giving everyone an opportunity.
Right, right. And that's incredible, that story you just told. How will his presidency be remembered?
It'll be mixed. You know, obviously he had the difficulty with what's called stagflation, high inflation, high unemployment, the tragedy of the Iran hostage crisis, and that'll always be, you know, part of his legacy. But, you know, what's often lost is all the positive things he did as president. Established the Department of Energy, moved us towards conservation. Of course, one of the great diplomatic triumphs of our time, the Camp David Accords that made peace between Egypt and Israel, right, starting us down the road of deregulation, the SALT II Treaty, the Panama Canal Treaty. So there is a legacy above and beyond what most people talk about, and that is his extraordinary role as a former president.
Yeah, it sounds like you're saying he's going to be mostly remembered for being the elder statesman that he was.
That's correct. You know, establishing the Carter Center, which did so much good around the world, including in Africa. You know, he was involved in monitoring elections, in trying to negotiate conflicts and moving towards peace, in, of course, fighting the scourge of terrible diseases, including the guinea worm epidemic in Africa. We are now, thanks to Jimmy Carter to a great extent, the guinea worm may be the second major disease after smallpox to be totally eradicated. It just was one of his extraordinary accomplishments. And we talked today about, you know, the housing crisis and rising homelessness. Well, Jimmy Carter was doing something about that through his work in Habitat for Humanity and building houses for the needy. He lived the spiritual life, both as a moral man and as a servant to humanity.